Hello, I'm Julian Keane and welcome to Newsday on the BBC World Service. The Gambia is on a knife edge as regional powers threaten to force Yahya Jammeh from the presidential palace after his term ended just a few hours ago.
It doesn't seem likely that this will be resolved in any other way than a direct confrontation between the military force being assembled in Senegal and Mr. Jammeh's own people.
Hello, I'm Tom Sanders with the BBC News. A deadline has passed for the Gambian president Yahya Jammeh to step down, with no sign of any change in his position. The winner of last month's election, Adama Barrow, is due to be inaugurated today, but Mr. Jammeh is refusing to leave office. West African military forces are poised to move in to enforce the transfer of power, as Thomas Fessy reports.
We have talked to eyewitnesses who've seen Senegalese troops amassing on the border. What is clear is that the Nigerians have also sent 200 men who are now on standby in the capital, Dakar, in Senegal as well. They've sent fighter jets and transport aircraft and helicopters. And so we understand that both the Senegalese, the Nigerians would be at the ready in case of a decision taken overnight, that troops from Ghana are also on standby.
After more than two decades in power, are we about to see the end of Yahya Jammeh as the strongman of the Gambia? Well, not if he can help it. He's doing everything possible to hang on to the presidency. Even though his mandate officially came to an end 4 hours ago, he's been unwilling to step aside and leave the way clear for the president-elect Adama Barrow. It's a very tense situation. The threat of military intervention hangs heavy over the country. Senegalese troops are on the Gambian border and say they're ready to cross over. Nigeria has sent fighter jets and a warship to the area. A show of force, but also a message for Mr. Jammeh. Regional powers are basically telling him, your time is up, stand down. Let's get some analysis now from Peter Penner, a researcher at Michigan State University in the US with an interest in post-election disputes in West Africa. And this is pretty much a pretty big dispute. How's it going to be resolved, do you think?
So I agree. I think this will only be resolved through some sort of military confrontation. And the reason why is that Jammeh has not accepted any reasonable potential exit strategy. There were a number even floated at the last minute over the last 2 days. One was a discussion that took place between Jammeh and the Mauritanian president. And other discussions that we're hearing took place between the Moroccan government and Jammeh as well. And others thought that that may have been an option because the wife of Jammeh is from Morocco and they have a lot of interests and some properties there. So that was a potential exit strategy for Jammeh, and he has refused to accept that exit strategy at this time, it appears.
What about some sort of power-sharing agreement just to cool things down?
I think ECOWAS is traditionally against power-sharing agreements because ECOWAS has a very strong norm of supporting constitutionalism. And power-sharing agreements essentially take the country would take the Gambia out of normal constitutional rule and would normalize a power-sharing extra-constitutional rule. It would also set a very bad and dangerous precedent for other countries in the region, such that if you lose an election, if you're able to hunker down, then you'll somehow get some sort of power-sharing agreement. So ECOWAS really wants to avoid that type of outcome.
And just bounce a few things off you, which some thoughts coming in from some of our listeners. Yahya Hazem on Facebook, who says, I'd love to see Senegal and the other West African countries mind their own business, leave the Gambians fight for their own democracy if they want to. Democracy should never be imposed, neither internationally nor regionally. Is that what's happening here? It could be being imposed.
I don't think so. So there's one thing to consider here, is that Barrow and in his opposition coalition do not have the weapons that they would need to fight a leader in Yahya Jammeh who's willing to use force and his security apparatus to suppress any dissent. He's done this before on several occasions, and Barrow himself has preached nonviolence as well as the party as well, and they don't have the means to. So any sort of confrontation that would have to take place would have to be under Barrow asking the international community and specifically the regional neighbors ECOWAS, as he has done, to intervene on his behalf. And it's important to note that this ECOWAS potential intervention is very much a pan-West African intervention. It has support from Francophone countries such as Senegal, and also support from Anglophone countries, such as Ghana, which is given has pledged 205 troops, as well as Nigeria, which you purported at the beginning of the piece.
A couple more thoughts from listeners. One says, please help me answer this question. What could be the possible cause of Jammeh's stubbornness? And Kaifas Lungu on Facebook, what better cause is he trying to champion by staying on? I am sincerely puzzled. And I think a lot of us are. Why is he clinging on in the face of such pressure?
Well, I think this is a very personal cause to Yahya Jammeh, in the sense that he fears, after a transition of power, one, the loss of his status that he's attempted to build up over this period of time he's been in power, and two is the fact that he fears prosecution for some of the things that may have been done under his regime. And those very close to him, perhaps those in the upper levels of the military or some of his close advisors, also fear this type of retributive justice that's there. Now, Barrow has talked a bit about this and has sort of eased those fears over the past few weeks, suggesting that he wants peace and reconciliation and not a retributive approach. But Yahya Jammeh really fears that retributive approach, and also the fact that he has his own personal interests, his properties, his monies that are very much tied up in the Gambia. So this is a very much a personal thing for Jammeh.
Thanks for that. Peter Penner at Michigan State University. And do keep those thoughts coming. I can't guarantee, though, that we'll have Peter Penner there to answer all of your questions. And you're with Newsday here on the BBC World Service.